This audio is to teach you about how Google AdWords works. The first thing I want to say is that there is a lot of really good and there is also a lot of really bad information out there about AdWords. So, if you have heard anything or read something or learned something in the past that contradicts what says in this audio, you can ignore it. This audio is intended to be the current, what is correct about Google AdWords. Now, you probably have learned some stuff, even from me in the past, that I've said that is currently not correct. So I'm gonna change what I've said in the past on this audio. And the reason for that is because Google AdWords changes, and it changes quite often. And so it's important that you understand that it's going to change, and you need to stay current on changes. So the first thing I want to cover is how Google AdWords works. And it's important that you understand the background behind it. Google is all about making money now. In the past they haven't been, now they are. And what makes Google money is if users have a good experience on Google. If they search for something and they find what they want, whether it's through natural search or through an ad, then Google is happy because that user is going to come back and search on Google again. So in everything that you do with AdWords, remember that the most important thing is that the user, the searcher, has a good experience when they click on your ads. If they don't, Google knows that, and they will punish you in AdWords for that. Because of this, Google wants you to be a better advertiser. The better advertiser you are, the better experience the user has. So it's very important that you learn as much as you can about AdWords and what Google wants you to do in order to be a better advertiser. This will also reward you in your campaigns significantly. You'll end up paying much less than competitors. You'll end up getting much higher returns and better results than competitors. So what does this mean? Well, here's how Google AdWords works. You place an ad on Google. It shows up on the right side of the page, or maybe in the top three at the top of the sponsored ads. And then you pay per click. Now, the click cost will depend on lots of things. It will depend on what you're bidding, what you tell Google you're willing to pay. It will also depend on what other people are willing to pay. It will also depend on how well written your ad is, or what the click-through rate is on your ad. Now, click-through rate is often abbreviated as CTR, click-through rate. And the click-through rate is super important in how well your AdWords campaign performs. If you think about Google and them making money, the more your ad gets clicked on, the more you pay them, and the more money Google makes. And so if your ad gets clicked on twice as much as your competitor's ad because you wrote a better ad than they did, that means Google's making more money with your ad, and they will charge you less and still show your ad in the higher position. Now, there are other places where you're going to learn about this, so I'm going to talk about how you can be successful in AdWords. Now, there are some very important things that you need to understand when running AdWords. Number one, you have to be very specific. And by specific, I mean you need to give the customer exactly what they want. I'm going to use the example of dog training in this ad. Let's say you have a product about how to train a golden retriever to go to the bathroom outside. If you bid on the keyword dog training, that person is not looking for a product on how to teach a golden retriever to be potty trained. They may be looking on how to teach a dog to be obedient, to teach him how to sit, to teach him how to stop barking. So this, when I say you need to be very specific, you have to be very specific with what keywords you're bidding on. So if your product is about teaching your golden retriever to be potty trained, you need to be bidding on the keywords dog potty training, or golden retriever dog potty training, or golden retriever training. Stuff like that. It just needs to be very specific. The more general you get, the more money you will spend, and the worse results you will get. Of course, if you have a process that converts very, very well, then you can get more generic with it. But you should almost always start out as specific as you can. If you have a product about weight loss, and it is a specific thing, when it's about Jenny Craig, you don't want to bid necessarily on weight loss. You want to bid on Jenny Craig weight loss. So it's important that you understand that. The other thing about being specific is you need to give that searcher exactly what they want. So if you have a whole website about dog training and you have lots of dog training products, if you bid on how to potty train a dog and you send it to the homepage and the homepage isn't about potty training a dog, that user is not going to get exactly what they want. So it's very important that you give the user exactly what they're looking for. If they're looking for potty training a dog, you need to send them to the most specific page on your website about potty training a dog. If the user is looking for Jenny Craig weight loss, and you send that user to your homepage, which is a website just about weight loss in general, you're not going to convert very many people and you're going to spend a lot of money unnecessarily. So the most important thing you need to remember when you're doing AdWords is you have to be very specific. And this applies to everything in AdWords. It applies to which keywords you select. It applies to what you write in your ad. If your ad isn't very specific to what the searcher is searching for, it will not be relevant enough. And that means if the searcher is searching for dog potty training, you better have the keywords dog potty training in your ad, and your ad better be about dog potty training. It better not just be about dog training in general, because that's not specific enough. It applies to how you structure your AdWords campaigns. Your keywords should be very tightly grouped in your AdWords. You shouldn't have very many keywords. Do not put 100 keywords into one ad group. Google does not like that. Your ad group should have 3 to 6 to 20 keywords in them. And so that's very, very specific ad group, and the ads are written very specifically to that group. It also applies to where you send your visitors. You need to be very specific with where you're sending your visitors. They should not just be going to the homepage unless you're only bidding on keywords that are very, very relevant and very specific to the homepage of your website. So the number one and most important thing you need to remember in AdWords for success with AdWords is to be very specific with what you're doing. Specific with keywords, specific with ads, specific with the structure of your account, specific with where you're sending your visitors. The next thing that you need to understand is Google and their quality score. Google, a couple years ago, added a quality score to everything in AdWords, and for a long time they were very vague about it. More recently, they've become much more open with telling you your quality score. So you'll notice with your keywords, after you have added them, that Google will tell you your quality score. It's important that you have a good to great quality score on your keywords. If you get a poor or an okay quality score, it means you have done something wrong. It means that you're bidding on the wrong keywords. It means that your landing page, the page where you're sending your visitors, isn't specific enough for those keywords. It means that Google doesn't think that your ad is related to your keywords, or that the page where you're sending people doesn't have those keywords on it, or your ad doesn't have those keywords in it. So the quality score of the keywords is very important. And that quality score will come from a couple of things. It comes, number one, from your click-through rate. You need to have a high click-through rate. And when I say high, I mean over 1% click-through rate. And this will obviously depend on where your ads are showing up. If your ads are showing up on the second page or the third page of Google, then you're probably not going to get that high of a click-through rate. But if you're in the top 5, 6, 7 positions, your click-through rate should be over 1%. And Google will tell you your click-through rate. And you need to work on getting that click-through rate as high as you can. So again, I said a baseline is 1% click-through rate. You should be able to almost always get a click-through rate above 1%, even up to 5 or 10% or 15% of click-through rate. Now, the way you get a high click-through rate is by testing. You write 2 different ads and you see which one performs better. And then once you've found out which one performs better, and that's usually after 30 to 100 clicks, and they're significantly different. I'm not going to get into statistical significance, but you should be able to tell if the click-through rates are significantly different. You pick the higher one and write a variation on it, and then write another ad that's significantly different than that one and see which one performs better. And when you've found a theme that performs really well, then you write tweaks on it. You add a question mark to the title. You add quotations around it. You switch the description lines. You change your URL. You do lots of things to tweak and get a higher click-through rate. The higher the click-through rate, the better off you're going to be. And I'm going to explain this again just to make sure it's understood. Most people, when they do AdWords, they start off and say, I need to be in position number one, and I'm willing to pay more than anybody else to be there. That is the wrong way to go about it. It should not be a bidding war. It should be a fight over who is the better advertiser. That's really what Google wants. Google wants you to write an ad that gets the highest click-through rate so that they make more money. The more clicks, the more money they get, the more money you pay them. So if you can write a better ad than your competitor, Google is very willing to reward you for that, and reward you by charging you less money and putting you in a higher spot on the page. So the example that's always given is, if your ad gets a 1% click-through rate, or let's say your ad gets a 2% click-through rate, your competitor gets a 1% click-through rate, it probably means you're going to pay about half as much per click as your competitor. And you'll probably pay less than half as much and be ranked higher than your competitor, because Google likes the better ad. They know that the users are having a better experience with that better ad, with the better click-through rate, and so they are very willing to reward you for that. So it's very important that you always test ads. You should always have two ads running on every ad group, at least two ads, and always be checking them to see which one is performing better. And when one performs better than the other, pause the one that's not performing as well and write a new ad and see if you can beat the best ad that you have. So at this point, I have talked about the importance of being very specific and giving the customer exactly what they want, giving the searcher exactly what they want. I've also talked about how to get a high click-through rate, and the importance of getting a high click-through rate on your ads. The last thing that I want to talk about before I get into some tricks and stuff is tracking. AdWords is probably the best system for tracking that exists, the best advertising system. It is very easy with Google AdWords to set up your keywords and to track how well they're performing. And when I mean how well they're performing, I mean how well they're performing by making you money. So I just talked about getting a high click-through rate, and that's very important. But what's even more important than the high click-through rate is that those clicks are converting into sales or converting into leads or whatever you're trying to do with this campaign. If your clicks aren't converting into sales, aren't making money, you're obviously just wasting money. So it is very important that you track down at a keyword level which ones are making money for you. This is called keyword conversion tracking. And there are a couple of ways of doing it. The best way is to have Google do it for you. Google has some keyword conversion tracking code that they will let you put that on your finish page, your thank you page or whatever it is. And then they will track when you make a sale or a conversion. There's a video in here about how to do that, and I suggest you watch it. The other way you can track conversions is by assigning a specific URL to every keyword. There's also a tutorial in here about how to do that. It's very important that you understand both. The better you understand how to track conversions, the better your results will be with AdWords. You will find that as you get more clicks on your campaigns and start tracking stuff, you will find that different keywords perform very differently, even though they may seem very, very similar. For example, dog training may be very different than train my dog. You may find that one of them converts much higher than the other one does, which means that one of them is making you a lot more money. You may also find that dog obedience training converts twice as well as dog training, and that just the word obedience training doesn't work at all. So dog obedience training may be very good. Obedience training may not work at all, and you may just spend money on it. And dog training may just be okay. You might not be making money, you might not be losing money, which probably means it's not worth it to run it unless you can tweak something on your site. So it's very, very important that you track keywords and see which ones are converting well. Another thing that you can track for conversions are ads. Certain ads will perform better than other ads in terms of conversion. So when we talked earlier about certain ads will perform better than others for click-through rate, that will help you when you're on Google, but that click-through rate won't necessarily help you make money on your website. But certain ads will perform differently than others in terms of how well do they convert into sales or leads or prospects or whatever. You'll find, think about this as an example. If you were to put the price of the product in your ad, everyone who clicks on that ad already knows that they are expected to buy something when they go to that page. That ad is going to convert at a higher percentage than if you don't have the price in the ad. It's probably also going to have a much lower click-through rate, but it will convert higher. It's something that needs to be tested on every campaign that you run to see if that improves your return on investment. Because in the end, the goal is to make the most money. The goal isn't to spend the least amount of money or to have the highest sales. The goal is to make the greatest amount of money. So always be sure that you're tracking everything that you're doing. You're tracking your ads, you're tracking your conversions, you're tracking your keywords. You need to track everything. As we go through the rest of this audio, it's important that you remember these three points that we just talked about, and I'm going to reiterate them. Number one, be specific. Be very specific in everything you do. Number two, test. You always need to test your ads. You need to test your keywords. You need to get a high click-through rate. Number three, track your conversions. You need to be tracking what is working and what isn't. And there will be other videos on here about how you can do that. Now, I want to get into some specifics about how to actually set things up. Number one, you will hear other places telling you to use lots and lots of keywords. Don't. Really, the most important thing that you should be doing is focusing on the keywords that convert the best and that bring you the most conversions. The 80-20 rule definitely applies here. It may even be the 90-10 rule, where 90% of your traffic will come from 10% of your keywords. 90% of your sales will come from 10% of your keywords. The other 90% of keywords that you spend time looking up and finding and whatever are mostly a waste of time. You're really just interested in the most specific keywords that are making you money. And so when you in another audio where you may have heard me even saying that finding other keywords is super important, it's not as important anymore. You really just need to focus on the very specific keywords. Don't ever put hundreds of keywords into a single ad group. Every ad group should be very focused. You may find that hundreds of keywords are good and that they're working for you. There are lots of markets where there are hundreds or even thousands of keywords where a lot of them are exactly the same. They all work. That's rare, but it does happen. And I have a market like that where I have lots and lots and lots of keywords that all work and they're all pretty much the same. But when I found that, I still started with just a few keywords that I knew were very specific and I knew that they were going to convert pretty well for me. So it's very important that you don't go crazy with your keywords, at least not in the beginning. You need to make sure that you're converting. Now, that being said, it's also very important that you make sure that you are converting stuff. If your AdWords campaign isn't turning into sales, it's likely that it's not a problem with the AdWords campaign. It's likely that it's a problem with the website, with your conversion. You may not be selling what people want. And so, or your conversion process, your sales process may not be good enough to convert. So if you have bid on very specific keywords and they're not turning into sales, you should go back and look at the sales process and change it and then try AdWords again. If AdWords won't work, it's very unlikely that other things will work for you. The next thing I want to talk about is bidding. Over the years, bidding strategies have changed quite a bit. It used to be thought that bid low and then raise your bid to see what the lowest point was, and I don't think that's a wise thing to do anymore, at least not right now. Right now, what I would suggest you do when you set up campaigns is start by bidding high. What this does is it allows you to get a good position on AdWords. You'll be in the top positions, and you'll also get a very good click-through rate. As you establish that click-through rate, Google knows you're a good advertiser, and then you can lower your bid from there. And you will still usually maintain a pretty high click-through rate. So as you bid, when you're deciding on your bids, try and bid higher in the beginning, and then as time goes on, lower your bid. Now there is a video in here that I've done before that talks about bidding high and then lowering your bid every day to what Google is actually charging you, up to a certain point when you find that you're spending what you think you should be spending. Now that's a good way of going about it. There are other ways of doing it. What you really need to do is just figure out where you are getting good returns on the money you're spending. So you're spending a dollar, you're getting two back. That, you know, good returns, that may depend on what you're working on, though. So in general, I will start by bidding high and then I will lower my bids. Another tip is to use the content network. You will hear elsewhere that the content network isn't good or you shouldn't use it or whatever. That has been true in the past. It is not true anymore. The content network on Google, which there should be a video on how to set up the content network. The content network is very effective on most campaigns now. And you may find that it is more effective than the search network. So I would highly, highly suggest that you turn on the content network in a separate campaign and test it. Now here's how the content network works inside of AdWords. Content network is the websites that put Google AdSense on their pages. So if you go to about.com, you will see ads by Google on their site, and those are people's ads that are bidding on AdWords who are letting their ads show up on the content network. And so when a user goes to about.com, they see an ad, they may click on it and come to your site. So you're using about.com's traffic to get traffic to your website. Great. There are millions of websites that have Google ads on them, and you can take advantage of their traffic. A couple things about the content network. Number one, your bids on the content network will almost always be lower than what you're bidding on the search network. Very often, they'll be half or even less than half of what you have to bid on the search network. Another important thing about the content network is that Google will not let you track clicks or conversions at a keyword level in the content network. So the way you track things in content is at the ad group level. And this is a little trick to be able to track stuff correctly. When you run content network, you should set up a completely separate campaign specifically for the content network. So what I will do is set up a campaign that is search only. And you can edit the campaign settings and turn off the content network. And I will only run that for search. And I will set up all my ad groups. Then I will take that and copy all of those ad groups exactly into another campaign that is only content network. So I turn off the search network in that other campaign and only run content network. That allows you to track just the content clicks and conversions for those ad groups. Google won't tell you clicks by keyword on the content network, but it will tell you clicks and conversions by ad group. So it's very important that your ad groups are very specific so you know which things are working on the content network. And then you can track and say this ad group is working or this ad group isn't working on the content network. This one's not converting into sales, or this one needs a different ad written for it, or whatever. It's very important that you use the content network and that you set it up in a different campaign. Don't just turn on the content network in the search campaign, because then you can't track it correctly. Now, one of the tips for this that I have written down is to send specific keywords to a specific page. I want to give an example of this because it's so important. Let's say you are selling running shoes, and you obviously haven't bid on the keyword running shoes because a person bidding on the keyword running shoes doesn't know what they're looking for. You're selling, let's say you're selling Nike running shoes, and you have bid on the keyword Nike Men's XL 5000 running shoe. It is very important that you send that searcher to the page that has the Nike XL Men's 5000 running shoe on it. Don't send that searcher to the homepage. Also, don't send a searcher searching for Nike running shoe to the Men's XL 5000. That person doesn't know what they want, and you don't want to pay to educate that person for what they want. So let me talk about the three kinds of people that use Google. The three kinds of people are browsers, shoppers, and buyers. Browsers don't know what they want. They're still looking. They're the person that searches for running shoe, or men's running shoe, or Nike running shoe. That person doesn't really know what they want. As soon as they start searching for Nike, best Nike men's running shoe, they're shopping now. They know that they want a Nike running shoe. They know that they want the best one, and they're trying to figure out exactly what it is. When they start searching for Nike XL 5000 running shoe, now they are a buyer. They're ready to buy that particular shoe. If you are bidding on the keywords Nike running shoe, men's running shoe, you are paying for clicks for a person who doesn't know what they want. You are paying to educate someone. You're not paying to sell to someone. And that's bad. If you're paying for the keywords best Nike running shoe, that person still doesn't know exactly what they want, and you are paying to educate them. Now, if you have a process that educates them and sells to them, that's fine to bid on that keyword. If you don't have a sales process that educates and sells to them, you probably don't want to do it. You just want to be bidding on the most specific keywords when that person is ready to buy. Nike Men's XL 5000. Nike Men's XL 5000 running shoe. XL 5000 running shoe. Whatever the specific keywords are that set that person apart as a buyer. And you are sending that person to the specific page where they can buy that thing. You're not sending them to the homepage. You're not sending a person bidding on or a person searching for Nike running shoe to the page about Nike XL 5000 running shoe. Because neither of those are going to give the searcher a good experience. The next thing I want to talk about is getting rid of keywords. As you track keywords, it's important that you get rid of the ones that aren't working, or pause them. You can delete them, I almost always pause them. If a keyword isn't converting enough, or if you are spending more money on that keyword than what you're making from it, you need to get rid of it. Please don't get emotionally attached to a keyword thinking, I should make this keyword work, or this keyword should be really good, or I just need to work harder or tweak something. You either need to pause it, get rid of it, or lower its bid to the point where it can be profitable. And that may mean that you have to put yourself on page 2 or page 3 because your sales process isn't good enough to convert for that keyword. It's very important that you don't get attached to any keywords and don't have an emotional battle with AdWords. You need to stay emotionally unattached from it. So that when something isn't working, you have to stop it or change it or get rid of it and try something else. Which brings me to the last thing I want to talk about, which is if AdWords isn't working. If AdWords isn't working for you, if you're spending money and not making money back, there's probably a problem with the website. If you can't make Google AdWords traffic convert into sales, it is unlikely that any other traffic is going to convert into sales. If you think about what AdWords traffic is, it is a searcher telling you exactly what they want. It's not a banner ad where the user happens to see something and it may pique their interest. It's not just showing up in the search results for some random keyword. With AdWords, you get to tell them exactly what keywords you want to show up for. And you get to send that person to the exact right page. So if this isn't working for you, you need to go in and change something else. You need to work on the landing page or the sales process or something else. And so if you don't have control of the sales process, you need to talk to whoever does and say, you know, the sales process isn't good enough to use AdWords. We need to change the sales process. We need to tweak it. We need to do something. Try something else so that we can test AdWords again. If we just keep spending money on AdWords and it's not working, we're just wasting money. So, again, remember that AdWords is a changing process. Things change on it all the time. It's important that you try and educate yourself outside of this on what is going on with it. And as things change, you need to keep up with those changes. Also, it's important that you continually learn about AdWords. Learn new tips and new tricks. So continue to pursue new education about it as you go through it and as you experience it. Don't think that you can just learn everything up front and then go do it. You need to experience AdWords as you learn it, because you're going to find different things will work differently as you do it than what you were told. So continue your education and always test and track and always be specific and always tweak things, and you should have a good AdWords experience.